As the parade begins, onlookers line the streets, waving small American flags. Eugene Highlander Bagpipe Band marches behind the color guard. Excited kids stand at the ready to catch the candy that flies from parade floats. This is one of the ways the city of Springfield pays respect for veterans. Kurt Greer is staging manager for this Veterans Day parade. He's been volunteering for more than a decade.
You're getting them all started up, lined up down here so that they come out in order.
Greer is a veteran himself. He served from 1954 to 62.
I was right in between Korea and Nam. I was one of the lucky ones.
In what branch did you serve?
U.S. Marine Corps. Is there any other branch? I shouldn't say that because they're all important.
Patrick Knox is decked out in a well-worn biker jacket. He served in the Army in the 1980s.
Joined when I was 17. My mom and dad had to sign for me to go in.
Any regrets?
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, I take that back. My only regret, I wish I would have stayed in.
Knox is a member of the Clean and Sober Motorcycle Club, and he's riding in the parade with scores of other bikers to honor vets.
What will you be thinking about when you're riding this parade route today?
Well, I have a nephew that served over in Iraq and Afghanistan on several different tours, and he's in my heart right now.
Penny Lohman is a lifelong resident of Springfield. She's brought two of her granddaughters out to watch the parade.
I had some family members that were in the services, so we just come to support.
You got your flag in hand?
Our flag in hand.
Are you looking forward to a particular part of this parade?
We like it all. The horses are really pretty. They're beautiful. They have really pretty colored horses.
I like the candy.
As the parade moves past Steve Handren, the 78-year-old stands stock still. He's wearing an American Legion past commander cap.
Did you have a good experience in the military?
Yes, I did. I served in Army intelligence, and so I wasn't actually in combat.
It's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Excellent, pretty day. I was worried that when I saw the weather report about a week ago that there could be some rain, but God blessed us today.
For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert, reporting from the Veterans Day Parade in Springfield.